This is Will's Band of the Week for September 22nd, 2009. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will's Band of the Week. Before we get to the band, I would like to remind people that you can leave a comment on the website, willsband.net, or you can send me an email, willsband@yahoo.com. And this week, I am happy to feature the band There Will Be Fireworks. This is another Glasgow, Scotland band, another young band, and this band is actually unsigned, meaning they don't have a record label, and it's hard to figure out why. So I think some label needs to pick them up. The other thing that I find intriguing is I wonder how they recorded an album that sounds so well recorded without the support of a label. There's not a lot of information about them that's available right now, but we do have the music, and you can download the CD for a good price if you go to the site Amy Street, that's AmieStreet.com. So let's play a little bit. This is from the lead track from There Will Be Fireworks, and this is called Colombian Fireworks.
Kaysan sat up with her all night. He pointed out that at the festival tomorrow, the Medellin night shall be a huge canvas, for there will be fireworks, and they will light up your eyes, and you will feel more alive than ever before, just as your sister would wish for you. And as she finally, gently settled down to sleep in the pre-dawn quiet, he wrote her a poem. A clock, a candle, the moon is finished in the year, the hour brightens.
That's rock and roll. There Will Be Fireworks. That voice part at the beginning is by writer and poet Kevin McNeil, who somehow the band got to actually write and record that for the song. So pretty cool effect, I think. And here's Jake. What are you up to, Jake?
I'm walking.
So Jake, I don't know if it made it onto the recording, but you were playing a little piano downstairs, and I heard a little bit of it.
Might have made it onto the recording.
Do you like playing piano?
Yes, but our keyboard is kind of annoying to play. It always messes up.
It messes up? Okay, we'll have to make some adjustments. We'll make the necessary adjustments. And Jason just walked in, too. What do you got for us?
Not much.
You got a little guitar there, so why don't you play us something?
Just a second. I'm going to pick and I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, we have the whole gang here now. I forgot, are you Bob or Mr. Nobody? What's your podcast name?
Bob.
Okay, Bob, I have a question for you. Didn't you just start playing an instrument?
No.
Oh, come on, admit it.
Fine, I did.
What is it?
The violin.
And how do you like it so far?
It's okay. It's, yeah.
Okay. And Jake, you're playing piano and also what?
Viola.
And what do you think of the viola?
It's awesome.
Cool. Do you think you'll play any rock and roll at some point?
Maybe.
Okay, any ideas for instruments?
No.
Okay, how about you, Bob?
I like pie.
Pie, but that's not a rock and roll instrument.
I know that.
Oh, okay. We've always thought you might be the vocalist, because you have this ability to be loud.
I totally do not have that. Oh my God.
That's his teenage girl impression. All right, Jason, this is your last chance. Let's hear it. Play a song for us.
Wait.
was terrible. Just delete that.
It's punk rock because it's out of tune.
How about this?
Okay, not bad. It's sort of lo-fi. All right, guys, I got to get back to the podcast, okay? So you guys go take care of yourselves, and I'll be with you to serve you supper in just a few minutes, okay? Okay, that little interlude brought to you by my kids. So getting back to There Will Be Fireworks, this is your chance to discover an unknown band. They're still unsigned. If you go, for example, there is a site called La La, where I get a lot of music, very good online music site, and there's only one review of the album, and that's from me. So you're getting in early on this band. So now I'd like to play a soft track that leads into a loud track, which is something this band does really well, the soft-loud contrast. So this is a song called Guising, and it leads into a track called Off With Their Heads.
The words spilled out my cloudy head. You are eloquent, elegant instead. When I took you to the game, you hadn't been before, so I had to explain.
Couple episodes ago, I was talking about the band We Were Promised Jetpacks, and noting that it kind of reminded me of the passionate sound of early U2, and this kind of reminds me of that also, just a great intensity. So now we've heard the softest and the loudest, so we're going to move to the middle a little bit and continue to show the versatility of There Will Be Fireworks. This one's called We Sleep Through the Bombs.
We'll be right back.
As I mentioned, there's very little information about this band out there, but I did find an article from a site called Living Scotsman, and they have a feature called Under the Radar, where they say they're showcasing the best unsigned bands. So they do a little thing called Track by Track on this album. And this is a paragraph from the article. Somehow unsigned, the band released their self-produced debut LP today. That was the 1st of July. And before the eponymously titled record hurtles into the public sphere like an atomic bomb, Under the Radar caught up with frontman Nicholas McManus to get the track-by-track lowdown on this astonishing album. And I'm going to play one more track, so I'll read his description of this song, which is called Says I. Probably the most optimistic song on the album. It's about a kind of stupid wild optimism, a wild-eyed hope, but a good one. The little sample at the end is Edward R. Murrow. We found a random U.S. government infomercial from the 1950s about the threat of nuclear warfare that he had narrated. We couldn't resist putting it in. So anyway, here's some of that track. It's called Says I. Says I from There Will Be Fireworks. Well, that gives you a little idea of what this album sounds like. You've probably figured out by now that I like it a lot. It's definitely going to be in my top 10 at the end of the year. And that's about it. So we'll be back again next week featuring another hopefully interesting band. And thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.